So let's jump back to the ancient Egypt to begin. From 5000 BCE to the 1st century BCE, a course of several thousand years shows us great monuments dedicated to the kings and to the afterlife, all related to the scale of the vast landscape. Just this first period of time is vast when compared to the mere centuries that we'll cover this semester. In history, too, we'll begin in the 15th century and cover only the 6 centuries since. In Egypt, the Nile River controlled everything. Labor and agricultural activities were scheduled around the annual flood. When the land couldn't be worked, that was when monuments were built. An understanding of the land, of nature, and its cycles were a key part in determining the architecture that came about in various Egyptian kingdoms. This includes tombs, temple complexes, rituals, column types, and natural forms carved into stone.